My wife, Ann, can attest to this. About 1960, this is before we knew each other, Ann and I, she was living in New York City working, and she had gone to join the Young Women's Republican Club of New York, and she was the editor of the newsletter. At a very, very, about 19 or 20. And she wrote this editorial, which was critical of Governor Rockefeller, a liberal, and praiseworthy of Barry Goldwater. Well, this caught the eye of a certain editor of a certain magazine. The telephone rang in Ann's apartment, and she picked it up, and the voice said, Miss Stevens. Yes. This is Bill Buckley. We would like to invite you to attend the editorial board meeting of National Review. And to which Ann said, oh, Bob, stop playing games as you always do. Come up. Bob was Bob Shookman, who was a friend of ours at the time, but later on became head of Young Americans for Freedom, a brilliant young conservative, died tragically much too young. So she went back to whatever she was doing, reading or something like that. Phone rang again. Picked it up. Miss Stevens, yes. This really is Bill Buckley. And we really would like to have you come to our editorial board meeting of National Review. Oh, yes, yes. And next week and the day, whatever it was. And she'll, Ann Stevens, not even a college graduate, but an instinctive conservative, found herself seated around an editorial table with James Burnham and Bill Rusher and Frank Meyer and so forth, and going around, and that they were talking about various topics, at the end of which, for example, I was talking about Katanga, Moise Tshombe, and Bill turns, and Miss Stevens, what do you think about that particular topic? And of course, say. But the point is that he was reaching out to young people, trying to encourage them, trying to lift them up and to include them and to build for the future.